When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is here, got out of the TARDIS wearing his outfit. Esmeralda, the heart Melda, spinning around on her head, drilling holes in the floor of the hut.
I drilled one all the way to Ireland last time.
Yeah, yeah. and then Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, he's running around like a lunatic because it's his birthday. And then I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. So get your funky requests in, 312-981-7200. Steve requested this one. Open up your mind.
The lack of love. Reason.
Yeah, I love PM Dawn. Man. I'm sad. Prince B, man. Still makes me very sad. He passed away. You guys all hate PM Dawn, right?
I don't hate it.
I love them.
I think they're phenomenal. Man, Esmeralda, why? Why do you
hate? I don't hate.
You hate. You hate Prince B. Why?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Boy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. With some Fly Jams Friday. And we're going to Fly Jam Friday right into a birthday celebration for Mr. Vic Vaughn, who turns 27 today. Is that right? So, all right. Let's see. Here is Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, a couple of weeks ago on Halloween Fly Jams, we heard Ray Parker's cover of I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
Of course, he calls it Ghostbusters.
Right.
But we haven't heard any of Huey's version since I played But It's All Right during that glorious baseball summer of 2016. So I thought I'd play one of tonight by the famous popular musician named Lewis who didn't get disinherited by his father.
You're the kind of off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good kahoot. Respect yourself.
Yeah. Huey.
Too bad Ray Parker didn't have a little more respect for Huey's songwriting.
Yeah, talent, no kidding. No kidding.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Did you see last week the Phillies hired Gabe Kaplan as their new manager?
Yes.
Maybe Barbarino and Boom Boom will be the coaches, huh?
I did see that. All right. Bob, thanks, man.
Take care.
All right, take care. We got to take a prick. What did I just say? We got to take a quick break. Wow. We're going to take a break. The news is coming up next, and then we'll celebrate Vic Vaughn's birthday right here on WGN. Yeah. All right. This is Vic Vaughn's jam. As we found out a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't aware that that was your jam, Vic Vaughn.
I can't believe you remembered that. Thanks, Nick.
That's your jam.
Special song.
That's your jam. And the reason why we played his jam is because it's Vic Vaughn's birthday. Happy birthday, Vic.
Happy birthday, Vic.
Surprised me. Thank you.
Oh, man, you're the best.
Esmeralda just dropped off some goodies in here.
Yeah, you got some goodies, and we gave you three gifts.
Oh, man.
So why don't you open up gift number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this quickly.
Vic is in the newsroom.
Oh, people have busy days scheduled. They don't want to. All right. What?
Tell everybody what it is.
MC Hammer's greatest hit.
That's right, because that's your jam.
Awesome.
It's a CD of MC Hammer's greatest hits.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've always wanted that. Thank you. Who got me that one? Well, is this a secret?
We all kind of did.
Okay, guys. That was awesome.
Yep.
And
then
that
here's
today.
Gift number two.
Two.
Yeah, open up that.
Okay, you know what's happening right now?
What's happening?
Glitter is going everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, that was the only wrapping paper we had in my house.
No, the wrapping's beautiful. Did you wrap the... I can tell you did, Dan.
My wife did. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen. Oh, you guys are hilarious.
Tell everybody what it is.
Well, I'm not sure what the technical term is, but it's windpipe.
It's a pan flute.
Yeah, pan flute. Right. Because I love indigenous music from Ecuador. I told you that one time.
That's right.
I don't know how to play it, but I'm going to learn now. Now I don't have to go to Ecuador again to hear it. Oh, man.
Indigenous Ecuadorian pan flute music.
Yeah, well.
Now you can play it in your own house.
Not as rare as you think. There's a lot of people out there that like that, I'm sure.
All right.
Gift number three is in an envelope.
Okay.
Okay, this better be tickets to MC Hammer. Oh, yeah. Now, this is legit.
It's too legit.
1 hour kayak rental for two.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
Because we couldn't afford to get you the portable kayak that you were always talking about on Wood Esmeralda to buy that, so we got you that.
These aren't cheap either, man. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
That is really great.
So there you go.
I can't wait.
You get your best of MC Hammer. You got a pan flute, and you got a kayak rental for two.
And I have a coconut cream pie
because
I told Esmeralda that these are... I can literally eat this in two settings, so thank you.
Instead of a birthday cake, we got you a coconut cream pie. Now, Esmeralda, explain how you are essentially Columbo. Explain this.
I went in with the whole idea. I was going to try to figure out what his favorite cake or pie or whatever, and I just went with the first thing, like, oh, I have a Friendsgiving, and I have this link in my Facebook for a coconut cream pie. And then Vic was like, that's my favorite
You went a little nuts over the coconut cream pie. What is it about coconut cream pie that you love so much, birthday boy Vic?
Oh, you know, I started going to Bockwinkel's. There's a Bockwinkel's in my building, and they have these coconut cream pies. And I don't know, I had one, I tried it maybe last summer, I think, and I told Esmeralda I would get a slice and eat it, and then get another one and eat it, and then a third one and eat it. And so I just started, now I just cut half the pie out and put it on a plate and eat it, because I love them so much.
Well, you got a whole coconut cream pie there. So.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
So thankful. Thank you.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Vic Vaughn, everybody. Give it up for Vic Vaughn. Happy birthday,
Yay.
Buddy.
Woo.
I can't wait to see. You better, Vic, you better have your phone and you better video some of that kayaking that you do.
I will do that.
Yeah, make sure we get some footage.
I was going to say, what do you mean just for two? It should be for all of us. Just one giant kayak.
Just a huge kayak. I think that defeats the purpose of a kayak. I think it's no longer a kayak if four people are in it.
I'll just tell them that they misspelled five.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Vic. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Vic Vaughn's birthday, everybody. He's the best. Okay, are we ready for more Fly Jams? Esmeralda, are you ready for more Fly Jams?
Of course.
Before we have to hear an unfortunate Blackhawks Express?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 773 area code requested this.
So listen, everybody, to what I say. If you should ever see me on the street someday, remember where you saw me, watch the way I go. Somebody's got to let my baby know how to find me. Wherever I might be, she's got to find me.
I think that's the first time That's the first time we've ever played that, and that's the five stair steps called Find Me. And thank you, 773. That's the first time. That's a very rare now occasion when we have a Fly Jams Friday premiere.
Oh.
Because, I mean, we've gotten to the point, we've been doing this so long, where inevitably we're going to repeat songs again and again and again. But that, I believe, was the first time. Dan, I think first time.
It was the first time. Usually the five stair steps is the old child.
It's old child, usually. Yeah. Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Yeah.
Be much better if you had a pan flute accompanying you there.
Yeah, I'm expecting a recital at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have him do the Christmas show thing. Just him.
Oh, there.
Yeah, that was just 7 minutes of pan flute. Vic Vaughn doing Christmas songs on the pan flute.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Vic Vaughn does your Christmas standards on the pan flute.
Oh.
If Dan will produce a CD and WGN puts it out, I will practice.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, man. This is so. Can I just say I love working with you guys? Can I just say that seriously? I mean, this is just every morning I get to come in and work with three of the coolest people on the planet. It's awesome.
And now hear pan flute.
And now we can hear pan flutes. It's fantastic. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Well, before I get to my quest, I just want to thank you for last Friday having one of my comedy heroes, Phil Proctor.
Oh, come on.
Show, man.
How about that, man?
Firesign Theater, man. I discovered them back in the early 70s after I heard The Goon Show.
I was beside myself because Dan ordered the book, and Dan was like, yeah, we're going to have this guy on, Phil Proctor. And I went, what?
Yeah, right. I said, wow, man! Yeah, I got out the albums and stuff.
Oh, there's Firesign Theater was a major influence on my comedy, man, and on my voice. I told him, I was wondering about that.
I wonder if Nick was advised.
Oh God! Well, when I interviewed him, I said I've discovered Firesign Theater right after I discovered Python, and both of them were like life changing in terms of my comedic sensibility expanded massively between discovering Python and Firesign. I mean, come on.
I heard The Goon Show first back on one of the old Pacifica stations in New York.
Yeah.
And then I discovered Firesign in the 1970, 71, and then Python.
Yeah. Oh, you went the opposite route. Okay.
Because
I was Python, Firesign, and then Goon Show.
Okay.
They were all very close together, though.
Oh, man, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, great.
Amazing. Stuff. Yeah, that was fun. By the way, that interview is... as all of them are podcast. If Phil Proctor wrote a terrific book, and he's one of the co-founders
of that book.
It's a great Mike, you'll love it, man. It's full of amazing stories. So anyway, that's podcast if you want to check it out. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, cool. Marvin Gaye, After the Dance.
Okay, man. Yeah, man, you can't. You can never go wrong with Marvin Gaye, man. Absolutely not.
All right, have a good one. Happy birthday, Vic.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care, buddy. Have a good weekend. All right, 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday is going to continue. We're going to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we got a Blackhawks Express coming up as well. It won't be fun to listen to, but we're going to play it because after the morning, after every Blackhawks game. We do play the Blackhawks Express, and that's coming up. By the way, Kathy wants to hear Vic play You Can't Touch This on his pan flute while in a kayak.
Wow.
That's utilizing, all while eating a piece of coconut
while
cream
eating,
pie.
Yeah.
So that it encompasses everything that that he received this morning for his birthday.
I wonder if that's like, you know, when you drink a glass of water and you're a ventriloquist.
Can he play the pan flute while eating it?
I mean, he's going to get all gunked up in the pipes.
Yeah, gunk. Okay, there you go. Everybody mark that one down, 454, gunked up in the pipes. That was my radio name in college. Yeah, gunked up in the pipes. That was my morning zoo, my morning Zoom team. I was gunked up And they were the pipes.
And the
Hey, Bennett, the Business of Funk has a request for Fly Jams Friday, the tallest and whitest man who's funky. Bennett, the Business of Funk, what's his request, DJ Shagru? That's funky.
Very funky.
Thundercat. And oh. Them Changes. Good old Thundercat.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. I saw, he was on.
He's playing Talia Hall.
Is he?
Yeah. No. I forget where he's playing. It's somewhere big.
You know who played?
Hannibal Burris.
With Hannibal Burris, really? You know who played the Aragon Ballroom last night?
Who?
John Carpenter.
Oh, I see. You know what? I saw that.
Yeah,
some people.
Not even playing around.
I'm a little confused because you were here.
I didn't go. But it's the same show that I saw in July.
But what would that stop?
I know it shouldn't have stopped me, but because it was like a weeknight, because the last time it was a Saturday and I was on vacation and there was a whole thing. And my sleep schedule requires me not to do a lot of crazy stuff in the evenings.
Okay.
You know how goofy I get? Like if I stay up and watch a sporting event instead
that
of getting my
true.
Evening nap in. Then I get here by 4 o'clock. I'm like,
That's true. You're going to be here Tuesday, right?
I will be here Tuesday morning.
But
no.
You'll be here Wednesday. Okay.
I will not.
So
Wednesday.
We're not going to see you.
No. Post Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah.
No, I will.
Loopy Nick is
Loopy Nick is going to go home and relax until after Thanksgiving, in fact.
Oh.
So. It's at the Civic Opera House, by the way.
There you go.
Thundercat and Hannibal Burris. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's a little weird. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, very.
So, all right. How about this one? 773 area code requested for Fly Jams Friday. Very sad, Harold Melville in the Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. He's very sad.
Wait, so he's saying he doesn't have any friends?
Yeah, where are all my friends?
Okay.
Is the name of the is
it's
the name
very
of the song.
Upbeat though.
It's well, yeah.
For that, like,
I don't know
so,
where my friends are.
So lonely. It's like, you're taking it rather well.
That's always pretty weird when songs are like upbeat and then you listen to the lyrics and go, what?
Yeah, that's so, real sad. He can't find his
where
friend.
Where are all my friends?
Oh.
All right. Hey, Esmeralda, have a lovely weekend.
Oh, thank
Enjoy
you.
Your Friendsgiving event.
Yes.
And I'll see you on Monday morning.
See you Monday.
Okay, we'll take a quick break, and the news is coming up next on WGN.